The Chakra Healing Report for Oprah Winfrey. Chapter 1, The Ascendant. Sagittarius Rising, your outward expression of your heart chakra is likely to be warm, benevolent, and optimistic. Your partner is likely to provide a balance for that by being intellectual, talkative, and versatile. Chapter 2, The Sun. Sun in Aquarius, your sun sign of Aquarius rules your spinal cord and therefore gives you unusual access to the higher energies in your aura. You are readily able to see how the body, mind and spirit all work together as one. Aquarius also rules your calves and ankles, a part of your body that has very good flexibility of movement, allowing your mind to direct your body to turn in any direction where you decide to step. Aquarian universality is also seen in the fact that Aquarius rules the oxygenation of every cell of your body through deep breathing. In fact, breathing exercises would be very good for your health, to improve your circulation on the physical level and to inhale prana, a subtler form of astral energy, along with the oxygen. In order for your spinal cord to carry the energy currents within your spine, it is very important that you keep the vertebrae in your spine properly aligned, so that there will be no block to the flow. You also need to maintain a healthy, active heart, so that the oxygen you breathe in can be transported to every cell. Sun in second house, the sun rules your solar plexus, and its house shows how you bring the energy of this chakra out into the world. Your solar plexus gives your self-confidence, and you approach everyday life with the belief of I can. You apply this in the area of wealth and concrete things. As your inner confidence unfolds, you gradually feel comfortable with the idea that real security comes from within, rather than needing to come from what you own. Sun conjunct Venus, the sun rules your solar plexus and Venus your heart chakra. Make sure that you assert yourself in your relationships, so that you are not just doing what the other person wants. Make sure that you assert yourself with love, rather than just through your ego. Then your energy will flow beautifully, freely, and artistically. Sun square Saturn, the challenge for you is to be able to express yourself creatively and make a living at the same time. The sun rules your solar plexus and your own identity. Saturn rules your root chakra and your sources of stability. In the past, you were somehow separated from your roots, but through your own conscious willpower you can succeed. Chapter 3, The Moon. Moon in Sagittarius, you can nurture yourself and others with your very positive, optimistic attitude. You can uplift those who may be blocked by their emotional problems, so that they can see the divine light and know that God is working in their lives. To maintain your own high level of inspiration, it is good for you to listen to inspiring lecturers, travel, meditate and do affirmations. It is very easy for you to reach a high state of consciousness, as long as you go to a little bit of effort to turn your attention to the wealth of positive thoughts which you have available to you. Keep your subconscious cleared of any misbelief which may have entered, so that you are emotionally free to be one with the source. Moon in 11th house, the moon rules your second or spleen chakra, and its house shows you how you bring your emotions out into the everyday world. You can always tune into it and say, I feel, because your emotions are a vital part of your being. You express your emotions with your many friends and acquaintances who tend to share your feelings about a particular cause. Chapter 4, Mercury. Mercury in Aquarius. Mercury rules your throat chakra and your communication with others. Aquarius gives you sudden flashes of inspiration, which you are instantly able to convey to others, thereby bringing the source energy into their lives. You may have a talent for channeling or reading astrology charts in such a way as to bring in the light. Your messages are on a high intellectual plane and your thoughts and responses very rapid. Mercury in second house, Mercury co-rules your throat chakra, along with Neptune. Its house shows you the areas of life where you are likely to gain information and express your thoughts. It has to do with communication, and can be summarized in the words I speak. You are very businesslike and practical in your method of self-expression, and you are concerned with the concrete facts. Mercury square Mars, it is a challenge for you to communicate without sounding too aggressive, but with conscious willpower you are able to apply tact and diplomacy. Mercury rules your throat chakra of communication and Mars your solar plexus, so the key is to become more detached from your ego, so as not to be argumentative. Mercury trine Jupiter, You have an unusual talent for making speeches about your positive philosophy. You may travel a lot to learn and to spread your ideals to others. You are likely to acquire a good education and to teach others. The chakras ruled by these planets both pertain to particular aspects of your mind. Mercury, the logical and communicative functions of your throat chakra, and Jupiter, the positive, perceptive ability of your brow chakra. Mercury quincunx Uranus. When you were young, you may have been held back from using your higher genius mind by older people who thought that you should be conforming and mechanistic rather than innovative. However, you can now be adaptable to your new opportunities to get in touch with your higher self through such means as meditation. Focus on keeping your throat and crown chakras open. Mercury opposition Pluto. You need to work out a balance between your desire to communicate and the need to keep certain information secret. Both are valid needs, as Mercury rules communication and your throat chakra, and Pluto rules secrecy and your spleen chakra. You need to be able to open all seven chakras to be healthy. Chapter 5, Venus. Venus in Aquarius. Venus rules your heart chakra, and Aquarius rules the parts of your body which pertain to flexibility and movement, such as your ankles, spinal cord, blood circulation, and the rods and cones of your eyes. Your love for others is in the form of being open-minded and flexible towards their many different physical traits and ideas, so that they will feel the unconditional love of the source. You can enhance your own health by practicing exercises that enhance your physical flexibility and by meditating to bring in the light and new, inspired ideas. Venus in second house. Venus rules your heart chakra. Its house shows you the areas of life where you give and receive love and compassion. The key words for it are I love. You are helpful to others in business, putting them in touch with those who can increase their wealth. You may be capable of beautiful art. Venus square Saturn. Although it may be a challenge for you to form lasting relationships, you can be successful at this through your self-confidence and willpower. You can express your love for others by providing for their survival, even though this may be hard work. Venus rules your heart chakra and Saturn your root chakra. You need to improve the flow of energy between the two by cultivating a more positive, happier outlook. Chapter 6, Mars. Mars in Scorpio. Mars rules your solar plexus chakra, and Scorpio rules your colon and reproduction. You can best maintain your health in these areas by keeping physically active. This will bring in the source energy from your solar plexus and inspire you with self-confidence and vitality. You will be able to get rid of the old and make way for the new, in your body and your mind. You have an unusual ability to bring in courage and willpower in any challenging situation, and this occurs because a challenge inspires you to bring out your deeper, latent strength and get into the flow from the infinite. Mars in 11th house. Mars co-rules your solar plexus chakra, along with the Sun. Its house shows you the areas of life where you express your initiative, desire, and physical action. The key words for it are I can. You are likely to apply your drive towards mechanical inventions, community or group work, or promoting a cause. Mars trine Uranus. You have a special talent for thinking and acting quickly with positive results. Your solar plexus and crown chakra energies harmonize well with one another, so that your active body and quick mind work as one. You could apply this talent towards responding to emergencies, coming up with new inventions to save work, winning at sports, or promoting new or revolutionary insights. Mars square Pluto. It is a challenge for you to master the very powerful energies that you possess, but you have the willpower to succeed and even to do greater good than most people would be able to. That is because of the very active connection of energy between your solar plexus and spleen chakra. Whenever you assert your ego, as ruled by Mars, it has a far-reaching, transformative effect, as ruled by Pluto. Make sure that your ego is in harmony with your higher self, so that the result will be intensely positive rather than intensely negative. Chapter 7, Jupiter. Jupiter in Gemini. You can benefit greatly from deep breathing exercises, as taught by the advanced yogis. You will find that by inhaling life-giving oxygen and subtler prana, and then exhaling freely and completely, you will reach a state of bliss which goes far beyond physical well-being. Gemini rules inhalation, and Jupiter's sign of Sagittarius rules exhalation. You would also be a good teacher of breathing exercises, once you have mastered them yourself, and this would bring you good karma. Jupiter in 6th house. Jupiter rules your brow chakra. Its house shows you the areas of life where you express your spiritual values, positive thinking, and prosperity. The key words for it are I see. You have a lot to give others in the area of health and healing, as you have both the inspiring energy and the detailed focus. You make positive thinking practical. Jupiter is retrograde. Jupiter rules your third eye, and you may have unconsciously, or consciously, had experiences in your past where you were taught that you should not allow yourself to be psychic, because people who do that were somehow not accepted in the culture you were in. However, you know that you have a natural ability in this area, which is healthy to develop and which can greatly benefit you. Know that what is holding you back in this area is just an illusion of a problem and not a real one. It is right for you to develop your inner seeing, and there is no genuine reason not to. You are now safe to know things and to grow. Mars in 11th house. Mars co-rules your solar plexus chakra, along with the Sun. Its house shows you the areas of life where you express your initiative, desire, and physical action. The key words for it are I can. You are likely to apply your drive towards mechanical inventions, community or group work, or promoting a cause. Mars trine Uranus. You have a special talent for thinking and acting quickly with positive results. Your solar plexus and crown chakra energies harmonize well with one another, so that your active body and quick mind work as one. You could apply this talent towards responding to emergencies, coming up with new inventions to save work, winning at sports, or promoting new or revolutionary insights. Mars square Pluto. It is a challenge for you to master the very powerful energies that you possess, but you have the willpower to succeed and even to do greater good than most people would be able to. That is because of the very active connection of energy between your solar plexus and spleen chakra. Whenever you assert your ego, as ruled by Mars, it has a far-reaching, transformative effect, as ruled by Pluto. Make sure that your ego is in harmony with your higher self, so that the result will be intensely positive rather than intensely negative. Chapter 7, Jupiter. Jupiter in Gemini. You can benefit greatly from deep breathing exercises, as taught by the advanced yogis. You will find that by inhaling life-giving oxygen and subtler prana, and then exhaling freely and completely, you will reach a state of bliss which goes far beyond physical well-being. Gemini rules inhalation, and Jupiter's sign of Sagittarius rules exhalation. You would also be a good teacher of breathing exercises, once you have mastered them yourself, and this would bring you good karma. Jupiter in 6th house. Jupiter rules your brow chakra. Its house shows you the areas of life where you express your spiritual values, positive thinking, and prosperity. The key words for it are I see. You have a lot to give others in the area of health and healing, as you have both the inspiring energy and the detailed focus. You make positive thinking practical. Jupiter is retrograde. Jupiter rules your third eye, and you may have unconsciously, or consciously, had experiences in your past where you were taught that you should not allow yourself to be psychic, because people who do that were somehow not accepted in the culture you were in. However, you know that you have a natural ability in this area, which is healthy to develop and which can greatly benefit you. Know that what is holding you back in this area is just an illusion of a problem and not a real one. It is right for you to develop your inner seeing, and there is no genuine reason not to. You are now safe to know things and to grow. Chapter 8, Saturn. Saturn in Scorpio. Saturn rules your root chakra, the source of your energy to bring your goals into physical manifestation, and Scorpio rules sexuality. For you to be healthy in this area, you need to move beyond limitations set by others who may have tried to make you feel guilty about your sexuality for no valid reason. You then need to tune into your feelings and decide what you really want for yourself. Once you have set goals and carried them out, you will be far healthier and happier because you'll really be yourself. Saturn in 10th house. Saturn co-rules your root chakra, along with the Earth. Its house shows you the areas of life where you express discipline, responsibility, and structure for your survival and grounding. The key words for it are I have. Saturn also rules the 10th house, so you are particularly likely to have the discipline necessary to achieve a high responsible position. Chapter 9, Uranus. Uranus in Cancer. Uranus rules your crown chakra, the source of your infinite potential for new ideas and knowledge. Cancer is very much a sign of the emotions rather than the intellect. The combination would, for example, allow you to care for children's emotional needs for fostering while at the same time expanding their minds. Uranus in 7th house. Uranus rules your crown chakra. Its house shows you the areas where you express your universal understanding, knowing and intuition. It also shows where you express your urge for freedom and individuality, and the types of friends you will choose and groups you will join. The key words for it are I know. You are interested in new and different types of relationships that you would be likely to discuss intellectually and to explore. You have good relationships with a variety of different kinds of friends. Uranus is retrograde. You may have learned when you were young that you had to conform, rather than enjoy your own freedom of thought. However, these restrictions were imposed by older people of a past generation and there is no reason now to be held back. You are now free to trust your higher self and be every bit as enlightened as you want to be. You do not have to go to great lengths to prove that you have your freedom, because you already have it, and the universe approves of you. Your potential for new, original thoughts is infinite. Chapter 8, Saturn. Saturn in Scorpio. Saturn rules your root chakra, the source of your energy to bring your goals into physical manifestation, and Scorpio rules sexuality. For you to be healthy in this area, you need to move beyond limitations set by others who may have tried to make you feel guilty about your sexuality for no valid reason. You then need to tune into your feelings and decide what you really want for yourself. Once you have set goals and carried them out, you will be far healthier and happier because you'll really be yourself. Saturn in 10th house. Saturn co-rules your root chakra, along with the Earth. Its house shows you the areas of life where you express discipline, responsibility, and structure for your survival and grounding. The key words for it are I have. Saturn also rules the 10th house, so you are particularly likely to have the discipline necessary to achieve a high responsible position. Chapter 9, Uranus. Uranus in Cancer. Uranus rules your crown chakra, the source of your infinite potential for new ideas and knowledge. Cancer is very much a sign of the emotions rather than the intellect. The combination would, for example, allow you to care for children's emotional needs for fostering while at the same time expanding their minds. Uranus in 7th house. Uranus rules your crown chakra. Its house shows you the areas where you express your universal understanding, knowing and intuition. It also shows where you express your urge for freedom and individuality, and the types of friends you will choose and groups you will join. The key words for it are I know. You are interested in new and different types of relationships that you would be likely to discuss intellectually and to explore. You have good relationships with a variety of different kinds of friends. Uranus is retrograde. You may have learned when you were young that you had to conform, rather than enjoy your own freedom of thought. However, these restrictions were imposed by older people of a past generation and there is no reason now to be held back. You are now free to trust your higher self and be every bit as enlightened as you want to be. You do not have to go to great lengths to prove that you have your freedom, because you already have it, and the universe approves of you. Your potential for new, original thoughts is infinite. Chapter 10, Neptune. Neptune in Libra. Neptune rules your throat chakra and pertains to your ability to listen on the subtler level. Libra rules balance and relationships. You are capable of very spiritual relationships in which each person genuinely listens to the other. You have a psychic awareness of your partner's needs. You are inspired to create harmony. Neptune in 10th house. Neptune co-rules your throat chakra, along with Mercury. Its house shows you the areas of life where you express your ability to listen and to reflect back creatively what you hear, especially when you are acting as a channel for a higher source. The key words for it are I speak, but also I listen. Your empathy, psychic ability, and compassion could be directed towards a career where you could gain the recognition you deserve for healing others. Neptune sextile Pluto. Neptune rules the subtler listening ability of your throat chakra and Pluto the regenerative and transformative power of your spleen chakra. You have a special ability to care and to heal in a very ultimate way. You could, for example, work on healing the planet. You could also express your compassion for the masses in a way that would make a real difference. Neptune is retrograde. There may have been influences in your childhood that taught you that you did not have musical ability or that your perceptions were incorrect. However, the people who taught you that were under illusions themselves, and you do not need to be held back by their limitations. Believe in your own ability to listen and to be sensitive. Believe that it is safe to do so. You are responsible only for yourself, and your main relationship is with the divine. Do not accept blame for others, but rejoice in the fact that you are safe to grow. Chapter 11, Pluto. Pluto in Leo. Pluto rules your second chakra, which is in your lower abdomen and has domain over your emotions and sexuality. Leo is ruled by the sun, which is the source of all life on earth. You are very tuned into the creation of life and the regeneration of it. Pluto is the farthest planet from the sun, and yet its message is that life is to be valued. Your sexuality and emotions reflect a vital force of the solar system and are to be cherished, as is all life. Pluto in 8th house, Pluto co-rules your second or spleen chakra, along with the moon. Its house shows you the areas of life where you express your regenerative ability and your willpower to transcend mass karma, as well as your emotions and sexuality. The key words for it are I feel. As Pluto is the ruler of the 8th house, you have a very intense ability to regenerate and even rejuvenate. Your tremendous willpower can be applied to solve the ultimate challenging problems where others would not have your courage, such as saving lives or recycling materials to save the environment on a large scale. Pluto is retrograde. You may have observed inhibitions in your childhood about your sexuality. However, realize that the adults who taught you to feel guilty had problems of their own, and that you do not have any real problems yourself. Affirm that your own feelings are real and acceptable. Love yourself and love your body. Release the past and know that you are safe. Clear your subconscious mind of any inhibitions and see yourself as beautiful and lovable. Chapter 12, Chiron, North Node, and the Midheaven. Chiron in Capricorn. Chiron represents the link between your individual identity and the universal, as it is located between the inner and outer planets of the solar system. In your aura, it is related to your heart chakra, which is the link between your lower, physical chakras and your higher, mental ones. Capricorn has already mastered the basics of survival and, therefore, of self-love. First, you need to acknowledge to yourself that you have succeeded in this area. Then you will be ready to expand your heart to others, to show them the techniques of survival as well. This will be the beginning of showing love to them, because they need to survive first, before they can do more subtle things. North Node in Capricorn, just as the Ida in Pingala, the channels of life energy in the left and right sides of your auric body meet at your chakras. The moon's path crosses the sun's path at your lunar nodes. Your Capricorn North Node gives you special insight into how your male and female polarities can work together for your future. You will now be able to enjoy pursuing your own goals and being successful. Your Cancer South Node shows that you have already mastered the lessons of domesticity and sensitivity, freeing you to be more ambitious outside. North Node in First House, you are now learning to strike out on your own and learn independence, having observed in your parents and grandparents the limitations of partnerships and marriage. As you learn to love yourself more and assert your own needs, your heart chakra will open up more. Because you may have had a role model in the past who cooperated too much just for the sake of harmony, you may need to clear out some blockages in the right side of your body near your heart chakra, in order to be free to move ahead. MC in Libra, you use your willpower to be fair and just to all, as the light coming in through your crown chakra inspires you to do. You enjoy the respect and cooperation of others because of your good attitude towards others. Your root chakra brings in the practical earth energy, and your home balance your public life by being less proper and more emotionally spontaneous.